With the arrival of 2013, it has just gotten easier for backyard farmers to market their crops and for home-based food products to get to market. Not that the work involved is any less, but the regulatory process is now streamlined and expanded to accommodate small producers who previously weren't covered under existing laws. Sonoma County Agricultural Commissioner Tony Leniger explains the new Approved Produce Gardener Certification Program is free, and applicants can sign themselves up online.
The person gets on the website, they put in their name, where they're growing the produce, what they're growing, and then they agree to follow a set of best management practices. And once they agree, the program will produce a certificate that they then can take to the person or entity that they're selling or donating their produce to.
The certificates are intended to provide a sourcing paper trail if anyone should get sick or have a bad reaction to something they ate. Also starting this month, Leniger's department is enabling an online self-certification process for vendors at farmers markets.
People write out this list of what produce they're growing, what variety, how much they're going to produce, the harvest season, and so forth. And that information is on the farmers market certificate that they post at the market. Some of these growers may have 4, 5, 6 pages of different produce or commodities that they grow, and there's a tremendous amount of staff time involved in inputting all that data to produce the certificate.
For growers who enter all that information on the Ag Department's website, instead of filling out a paper form, the permit cost is cut from $65 to $32. Also new in the new year is a cottage food operator permit issued by the county's Environmental Health Department. Interim Director Christine Sosco explains how that works.
People can now obtain a permit and prepare non-potentially hazardous foods out of their home kitchen. And non-potentially hazardous food is a food that is considered to be unlikely to grow bacteria or other toxic microorganisms at room temperature.
There are two levels of permits.
If you had jam or jelly that you wanted to sell through another market, you could get a Class B certification. There's a permit fee. You would have an in-home inspection where we would look at basic food handling safety practices. Then you could operate at certified farmers markets, temporary food events, bake sales, all that. And then with the Class B permit, you could also sell to a restaurant or a food market or something.
Ag Commissioner Leniger says he hopes these new programs will help boost new home-based small businesses.
Now you could grow blueberries in your backyard, bake them into blueberry muffins in your own kitchen, and actually sell them down at the corner grocery store with relatively few hoops to jump through. So we really are excited about the possibility of this giving birth to a lot of new small businesses.
All three programs will be gradually ramping up this month. They're part of the much broader Healthy and Sustainable Food Action Plan endorsed by county supervisors in October. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.